Good afternoon, Vexlar.
Hi, I'm looking for Walter Zinn.
Walter passed away. Can I help you with something?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. Can you point me in the right direction? I'm looking for a CFO, maybe a controller, office manager, something like that. Somebody that helps out with the finances.
Yeah, I can help you.
Okay. This is Elias calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up on some finance you guys did with Geneva Capital back in 2008. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting in touch with you to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you a couple weeks back.
We're not looking for any more financing at the moment, but we've got your number if we are.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple questions, though?
Sure.
Do you guys do mainly router bits? I actually do a little bit of word working, so I'm pretty interested in maybe buying some
stuff. We do router
stuff.
Bits, like custom router bits and shaper cutters.
Okay.
And then we have a sharpening service, too. So we sharpen router bits and saw blades. We sell saw blades and, like, standard router bits and stuff like that.
Okay. You can do custom router bits, though?
Yeah, like if you're trying to match a molding or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because I've always come up with some ideas that I might be able to use for, like molding and stuff like that, but I can never find a bit that matches it pretty exactly.
Yeah, Yep, that's exactly what we do, and they are around $250. They're expensive, but
yeah, that's not that bad for like a custom thing.
Yeah,
I do some leather working too, and my tools all cost well over $200 because who does leather working anymore?
Right. We have a couple people that bring in some leather working tools.
Really?
So, yeah,
I'll have to send them out to you guys. Yeah, I know. They're probably in the little group that keeps together with me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. How's business going over there, though? Have you guys been keeping busy?
Yeah, we're busy.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a lot of equipment over there? I mean, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah? Do you guys ever have to replace it? I mean,
not really. I mean, we buy really expensive equipment, so it lasts for a long time, and instead of replacing, we repair stuff.
Oh, really, okay.
Like, replaceable stuff.
Yeah, I can understand, especially with that customizing stuff. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have plans for growth? Are you guys going to kind of maybe open up another shop or anything like that?
Not that big of growth, no.
Okay.
And we just bought a machine a couple months ago, $350,000 machine, so we're not buying any more machinery for a while.
I can understand that. That's a good little write-off you got there as well.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking to maybe pick up any more, maybe next year?
No, I hope not. I'm going to try and not pick up any more next year. We want to pay off some of these. You know, we have so many machinery loans, so.
Oh, really?
We would like to start paying off before we get any more.
Yeah, I can understand that. If you don't mind me asking, are you pretty happy with the loan that you got? Like, did they give you, like, a deferred rate so that you can start working before you actually had to start paying?
Yeah, they did, and we are happy with them. We've used them a lot. I think we've got U.S. Bank and Zions Credit, and we've been happy with them. We tried to stick with the same people that we've used.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys use a lot of marketing, or is it mainly just like your website?
Pretty much just our website. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever looked into other medias? Maybe like ads or like AdWords on Google.
We do AdWords.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do AdWords, but that's pretty much it. We don't like to spend too much on advertising. We're pretty busy, so it's been working for us.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do commercial stuff, or is it mainly just whole,
No, we do commercial stuff, yeah.
Okay. Do your vendors ever need financing themselves?
No, not through us.
Okay. Have you ever thought about offering it through a third party?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not jobs really that are of that size.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I wish.
Don't we all, right?
Well,
I really appreciate talking to you.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's something that I work with. individually and privately. Like, I'd really like to stay in contact with you just to see, just so you can stay competitive. If you're ever looking for equipment, I mean, I can definitely help you guys out. I know you guys work with that local bank, and sometimes the rates aren't always that good. So if you ever want to shop around, I'd definitely give us consideration.
Yeah, we will. Okay. Hopefully not for a few years, but
yeah, hopefully, but
hope we will.
Do you guys ever have cash flow issues? I'm assuming not, but it's always a good question
not
to ask.
Really?
Okay.
No.
Because we can unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, which kind of gives you more options than that line of credit usually does.
Right. No, we're doing pretty all right now.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I shoot you an email just so you can keep my information on hand?
Yeah, that's fine. It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at VexorCWT.com.
CWT.com. What kind of got you into the business, just out of curiosity?
It's my family.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Are you big into woodworking as well, or are you kind of just...
Not at all.
I understand. Yeah. My girlfriend's dad used to be a professional woodworker, and he's taught classes and everything. And like, I've learned from him, and she's like, no, I appreciate it, but don't really do it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I definitely understand that.
Not really my thing, but being a part of the family business is, so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check up with you, not too often, but just often enough for you to remember me.
Okay.
I really enjoyed chatting with you as well, so thank you for that.
No problem. Thanks. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay.